Retiring for you, your family, and your friends. An easy guide on how to retire and thrive in style. Written by Benjamin Robinson. Narrated by Katya Degg.
Best Bits and Dreams. This book is meant to help all making their retirement the best it can be. I started by telling people how they felt about retirement, discussing what more people are looking forward to, and what is most appreciated by those retiring. Were they identical? Is life in retirement living up to expectations? I do not try to create solutions or suggestions in this chapter. That comes later. This is an opportunity to report people's actual retirement challenges and let them set the remainder of the plan for this novel. It is also a way to get to know the people I have spoken to. Truth and fantasies. Looking forward to the more time you have. Almost without question, pre-retirees, those reaching retirement, spoke of looking forward to spending more time. Carl Armstrong was typical. The freedom of time is what one would consider being a perk. Time is the one thing I don't have, and I will fill it with what I want to do. Carl is 52 years old, and he and his partner, Maggie, 52 years old, run a busy professional service. They've got two kids who are now at work. There's no time for Carl and Maggie to worry about what retirement can be like for them. As Carl says, "We don't have enough time physically, and we can't have enough time to explore it. We know it could be ideal for retirement. It should be a vast view that opens up. But at the moment, we are only in the valley of work." I appreciated the expression of Carl's valley of jobs because it meant that retirement was everything to aspire to on the top, in the sunlight. Nell Priest, 51, works in London as a solicitor. She can only think at the moment about losing the time constraints her work puts on her. She had been talking to one of her former colleagues, who had just resigned shortly before I interviewed her. He said the perfect thing for him was to wake up in the morning and stand in the shower and not think, "I've got to get out of here in 5 minutes because I have to be in the city at 8:25. He said it was a genuine luxury. Will post-retired people like getting more time? James Dent is 63 years old and has been retired for many years, and his response is typical. It's extra time for doing things. It seems like we're busy, sure, but we don't have to fit stuff in half the time you want.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?